The title of the lesson tonight is taken, well, it's Through Eyes of Faith, from Hebrews 11:1. Now it says, now faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, and the title of our lesson is Through Eyes of Faith. Faith is our absolute trust in God as our creator, our savior, and our trust in God's love for us regardless of circumstances. It does not matter how our circumstances can change. It is important that our faith is strong enough to point us to the fact that God's character and love for us never changes. No matter what comes up, no matter what happens, no matter what we're going through, God's protective hands are always able to take care of us, and he knows what's going on. So we can trust in God's character. That never changes, no matter what. And we can be grateful through the eyes of faith that his abilities are never weakened, no matter what we face in life. Maybe the most terrible and impossible looking situations. But you know what? It does not hinder God. Like that song says, God, the God of the day is still God of the night. And when everything's and the things that are going bad, he's still God in the bad times as well as the good times. And that is something we need to remember. God is not hindered. He's not limited by anything, by our circumstances or whatever. Faith is based on our belief that God is our creator. That is very important. As a Christian, when our faith is strong, we have absolute trust in God's love for us, regardless of what's going on. No matter what comes our way, God is still trustworthy, and he's an absolute in our lives. He is the only absolute in our lives. There's nothing else absolute. We cannot trust anything absolutely other than the Lord, but we can trust him. Thank God for that. I remember encouraging a young man one time. It's been quite a while ago, but I was encouraging him because he had been greatly shattered. His spiritual life, his faith, his confidence in Christianity or in Christians had been greatly shattered by some people who really let him down, really did not honor God. And it was a real big disappointment to this young man. So I knew he was hurt and his faith was damaged. I knew that. So I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I knew what had gone on. I knew the circumstances that had gone on, and I knew how damaged he was. I knew how it had affected him. So this was the first time I had seen him and had the opportunity to speak to him in a long time. So I knew that what I said to him was very important. And I asked the Lord, how can I encourage this young man and offer him or encourage him to have hope for his spiritual life, for his future and his spiritual life? So the Lord just put some simple words on my heart and I spoke it to him. The Lord said, put this on my heart. Always remember this, that no matter how men may fail, it never changes the fact that God is real and trustworthy. And He never changes, no matter the disappointments in life or the troubles that come our way. It never changes the fact that God is God. And it never changes the fact that He cannot and will not fail. So that is, you know, it really spoke to that young man. Because he had gone through great difficulty. And to the point that I think he was about done. You know, he was so disappointed. He didn't know what to do or what to think. So just always remember this, that no matter what disappointments come your way, no matter who disappoints you or what disappoints you, God's character never changes and He will never fail. He remains the same. And it doesn't matter who believes that or who doesn't. That doesn't change the fact that God is real. It does not change that fact. That is something that our faith can rest upon. We must protect and guard our faith, because it is that faith that actually leads us to trust Him to be our Savior and also to maintain our relationship with Him. Faith encourages us to place God in the center and forefront of our lives. That's what our faith does. And faith isn't a one-time event with a single purpose of just ushering us into salvation. Once we enter into salvation, God desires that our faith grow and that our relationship with Him grows continually. He doesn't want anything to hinder that. Willingness to trust the Lord through faith actually affects every area of our life, our feelings, what we do, our decisions, and most important, how God can bless us. Can God bless us based on our faith and our trust in Him? When we face difficulties or disappointments, the Lord understands the things. Do we place mere faith on the face value on the circumstances to where they become an impossibility? Or does my strong faith point me to the greatness of God? Our focus affects our emotions. It affects everything about us, where our focus is. If we believe or have faith in God, the outcome will be peace and joy. Doubt is the opposite of faith, and doubt is sin. When we doubt, it opens the doors for all sorts of things, for anxieties and fears to creep in. There will be no resting in Christ, rather anticipation on all the possible outcomes of how something can turn out. And how am I going to solve it in my own abilities? How am I going to take care of this? Our faith is of the utmost importance to God. If we do not guard our faith and protect it, it can't grow. It will not grow. It will be hindered. God also honors our faith. He can move heaven and earth to act on our behalf, and He will, if we through faith allow Him to do so and call on Him to do so. By trusting Him through faith, we always see that He is faithful and that He never fails us. Isn't that a blessing? As I was, you know, jotting down notes today and looking over this lesson for tonight, it brought tears to my eyes. It really did. It brought tears to my heart because of God's faithfulness and how we can trust Him. And it also convicted me of how sometimes I don't trust Him like I should. And I allow some things to remain an impossibility for far too long, because God is the God of impossibilities. But our faith counts a lot. I think we all would like to have great faith that stands firm even in the challenges and difficulties of life. Sometimes, though, our idea of how our faith grows is different than what God has planned. God doesn't always increase our faith instantly and through the easy path, through the easy road. And it's not an instant thing. It happens over a lifetime, and it often involves trials. The Lord knows what it takes to challenge, not only challenge our faith, but to strengthen it. If we trust Him through faith, to know what He is doing through whatever it is we are experiencing, we gain greater confidence to trust Him the next go around, the next time something comes around, then if we've learned that lesson of faith, then it will be an encouragement to us. We'll have confidence and we'll be able to step up to the plate and say, Lord, I'm going to trust You. Increase my faith. You know, there's a song that says, I can't remember exactly, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. And you know, we can, when our faith is tested and tried, we can know that He never changes. He still remains that strong, our strong tower. And He can keep us. He can help us. He can move heaven and earth. He can move things around in our life to help us to get to the place that He needs us to be. Our faith deepens when we go through trials and difficulties and trust the Lord. It deepens our faith. That's how it works. Look at each difficulty as an opportunity designed by God specifically for the purpose of increasing and strengthening your faith. If we look at it in that sense, in that way, the Lord can accomplish what He needs to in our faith. He can strengthen us to the place that whatever He has to move around to do it, He can work the impossibles in our lives. It is good for us to just stop sometimes and evaluate our spiritual growth. Is my faith stagnant? Or is my faith strong? Is it growing like it should? Am I where I should be with my faith and my trust in the Lord? Our goal should always be to make sure we are growing spiritually and that our faith is deepening. We do not want to be hindered in our spiritual life. We want to be where God wants us to be. There's a hindered faith. We can hinder our faith, and you can know it because it's characterized by struggling. Is struggling to believe God, to believe what, not to believe that God is God, but to believe God can do what He says He can do. So I hope He will answer my prayers, but I'm not sure He will. That's the struggle. Doubts often creep in because we are looking at the situation and not looking at Him nor His word. In order to have an anchor, we must know what his word says. Because if we know what we've been promised in God's word, then we can trust that. We can trust him to meet our needs. And then there's the perfect faith. And you'll know it because it casts out doubts, because it is anchored and resting in the Lord, not in me, not in my abilities. So therefore, I do not have to be anxious and fearful about how God's going to work this thing out. I am confident in him because my heart is aligned with his will. So his promises become a reality. I know what his word says. I know what it promises me. And if my faith is strong, we must protect our faith. We must protect our spiritual lives because it affects our faith and our trust in the Lord. The Lord always helps our unbelief when our faith is focused on him. Going back to Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The problem with our lack of faith many times is it is focused much on sight. We want evidence ASAP. We want it now. Yesterday would be too soon. So we have to be careful. We're going to look at somebody tonight in the scriptures. We're going to look at doubting Thomas. John 20:29 says, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. According to the Apostle John, Thomas was not present on that Sunday when Jesus appeared to the disciples and his followers. And that's found in John 20:24. And regardless of what they said, that they had seen Jesus, Thomas refused to believe that Jesus had risen until he saw Jesus with his own eyes. So this earned him the title Doubting Thomas. That's where he got that title. But I believe that this account is recorded because God has important things to teach us about our own doubts and the importance of seeing through the eyes of faith rather than the physical eye. So as Thomas listened to his friends describe their encounter with Jesus, he was so skeptical and probably frustrated because he didn't know what to believe. He didn't believe it. So he blurted out, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. That was in John 26:25. And you know, sometimes, you know, although the Lord does so much for us in our lives, and he helps us to overcome things. He brings us through difficulties and trials. These human minds and hearts are so easy to forget what God has done and what he can do. And, you know, sometimes we say, you know, we can read this account of Thomas and say, oh, I'm not a doubting Thomas. But in fact, we are many times. That's why we become anxious and we become fearful. We become afraid. And it's easy to do that. It really is. But the Lord is so merciful and good to us that he's long-suffering with us. And he's always wanting and desiring to increase our faith and to do just what it needs, what we need to increase that faith. Because of what Thomas saw, you know, probably at the crucifixion, we could say, well, that was a horrible death that he witnessed, but the others saw it too. And, you know, it could have made it difficult for him to believe. I mean, you see someone you love that was really experienced a horrible death. And how, just thinking, I saw him die like this. I saw him on the cross. I saw him like this. How could he ever be raised in his body, you know, be raised like that? So there was all kinds of doubts that all went back to human reasoning. But his thoughts were not commendable. All the others saw him die. They saw the same thing. So those thoughts that Thomas had were sinful. Why? Because it was unbelief. It was total unbelief. I won't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. I can't believe it until I see him for myself. So finally, after a full week had passed, Jesus appeared to Thomas. And this is what he said. Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. And this is what he said. Do not be faithless, but believing. That's what Jesus told him. Then what Jesus said was not just for Thomas, but for all of us. This is an account that was put in God's word for us. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We've not seen Jesus. We've seen his effects, even in our own hearts and our lives. But you know, God honors that faith. And you know, it's not just the faith to take us from day to day, step to step as a Christian, but it's actually, to begin with, to bring us to the place that we can trust him to save us. And then he takes us from step to step and faith to faith. So Jesus' rebuke is clear enough. There were others who had not yet seen Jesus, but still believed in his resurrection. And we are there. We've not seen him, but through the eyes of faith, we trust him and we believe him. We believe that he's our God, he's our Savior, he's our Creator, he's real. And their believing was more blessed than Thomas seeing, because those saints relied on their eyes of faith more than the physical eye. You see why it's so important that we protect our spiritual hearts and our lives? Because our faith counts for a lot. We need to make sure that we are followers whose heart eyes are open, not just these physical eyes on the front of our head, but those heart eyes are open. This is the blessed kind of seeing that enables us to walk by faith, not by sight. We find that in 2 Corinthians 5:7. believing is true seeing. It's the same. And it is faith, sight, not eyesight, that results in eternal life. And this is something that we should really remember. I'll read it again. Believing is true seeing. Seeing. And it is faith sight, not eyesight, that results in eternal life. Faith is not some weak and pitiful emotion. It's not. It's real. But it is strong and vigorous confidence built on the fact that God is God, and He is holy, and He is our Creator. And everything that is written in His Word that He left us is true. We stand on that. And even though you cannot see Him right now and cannot understand what He is doing, you know Him through your trust and faith in Him. Is so important. Faith is the supreme effort of your life, throwing yourself with abandon and total confidence upon God. It's the supreme effort of your life, throwing yourself with abandon and total confidence upon God. No confidence in yourself. No confidence in anything else but God. And when we come to that place and we abandon all of our self-efforts and we put our trust in the Lord, then we will see our faith increase. We will be able to trust God, you can move heaven and earth for me. You can move whatever this is in my life that's a hindrance or that keeps me from being what I ought to be for you. You are able to do that, and I trust you to do that. So that's why it is so vitally important that you protect your heart, because this is where your faith originates. And, you know, just as the Lord told Thomas, He said, do not be faithless, but believing. And this is for us. This was not just for Thomas. This is for us as well. So the rebuke is clear. It's clear enough. We need to see through the heart eyes, not the physical eyes. And we need to do that so that we can be blessed with the kind of seeing that enables us to walk by faith and not by sight. When we walk by sight, we get into trouble. We get into difficulty. So just as the Lord rebuked Thomas, it's a rebuke to us. It is, because Thomas, what he saw, he allowed that to limit his faith in believing that God could be raised from the dead. And that hindered him because he leaned to his physical sight rather than the heart's sight. And that's what counts the most. So tonight, I pray that this spoke to your heart as much as it did to mine. I'm going to close with Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, no one can please God. Anyone who comes to God must believe that He is real, and He rewards those who truly want to find Him. That's a promise. through faith, we can claim that. And sometimes we make salvation difficult when it's really not. It's dealing with the heart and believing what God said, and once and for all, coming to know Him, just giving Him my heart, not holding back anything, but conforming to His will and just saying, Lord, I don't understand everything today that You might want for me in the future, but Lord, I'm going to trust You today to meet the needs of my heart. And that's the kind of dealing with the Lord through faith and trust that will bring a person through, not only to salvation, but when through salvation, from day to day walking with the Lord. Does that mean that we're going to be perfect? No, we're not. That's why God's so loving and so faithful to us, that when we fail to trust Him, when something comes up and we think, I've got this under control, I've learned my lesson, and lo and behold, here's something will come up and just catch you right off guard if you're not protecting that heart and just throw you for a loop. That's why we have to be on guard. We have to protect our heart. And then we'll think, I have failed again. And then we have to start back over and just say, Lord, please forgive me. Don't give up. If you give up, you're whipped. Don't give up. God is worth everything, every effort that we make to be in right standing with Him. And it's through the Lord, it's through Him that we're in right standing with Him. We can't keep ourselves. We have to make wise decisions and choices. But God is the one who ultimately keeps us. Why? Because we have a desire to be what He wants us to be, and we don't want to displease Him. We want to love Him and serve Him with all of our hearts. And we can trust God to do that for us if we'll just truly want Him. If we'll look for His way, we'll find the ways that please Him rather than pleasing ourselves. So it's through eyes of faith that we please God, not through our own self-efforts. We trust Him daily to work those things out in our life that would be pleasing to God.